Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Most county government meetings in Virginia have to be open to the public. It's the law. Usually that's easy to accomplish, but not now, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this story is by Jim McConnell, a reporter with the Chesterfield Observer. Yes, and it's all about how the county is trying to adjust to this situation of social distancing where the public can't come to public hearings. It's forbidden to have 10 people in a meeting. A lot of meetings are now taking place not face-to-face, but through electronic means. So the County Planning Commission set up procedures so citizens have an opportunity to analyze and provide input on land use cases. These are decisions about where to place subdivisions, commercial development, and so forth. They often can be routine, but sometimes they can be contentious.
The county is putting information on applications online for public inspection and comment, and that brings us to a watchdog group called Chesterfield Citizens United. David, what is their view of this?
They have decided that these measures aren't enough. They believe a moratorium for the duration of the public health emergency is in order. They just feel like that the county is trying to push through a bunch of contentious cases at a time when they don't have to deal with the public face-to-face.
And how is the county reacting to that?
There's no indication that the county people are going to hold off. In fact, the vice chairman of the commission said under Virginia law, they can't delay these things, that people who put in applications, companies and people that want to change the land use of their property deserve a speedy due process, and that there's nothing in the law that gives the county authority to delay. So the county's kind of stuck between this requirement in the law that they provide open public access and also give due process to applicants. It's a balancing act they're trying to deal with down in Chesterfield County.
Another challenge for local government statewide is managing elections, especially in a presidential election year. And David, this year there's also coronavirus and new laws. As good an example as any of how local governments are struggling with this is in Stafford County.
Right, this story is by James Scott Barron, a reporter with the Freelance Star in Fredericksburg. And yes, the law is changing this year. In the past, if you wanted to vote absentee, you had to cite specific circumstances, like you were going to be out of town for your job or you were caring for an elderly person. Now, anyone can vote with no excuse. It's just early voting has come to Virginia elections, and that means big changes for the local officials who have to manage these elections.
David, in Stafford, they expect early voting to be up maybe by 50%.
The registrar's office is very small. They are afraid they don't have enough space to handle a big increase in the number of people who want to come in and vote before Election Day. Early voting is going to be a big, big thing so people can maintain social distancing and vote. So the county is in the process of finding satellite office space, a facility that's got parking, it's central to the county, and can handle what is expected to be a major increase in early voting.
And of course, this comes at a time when county tax revenues are under pressure because of business closures. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.